Ben Bolan, Patriots writer for the Boston Globe. We're talking NFL now. The New England Patriots yesterday defeated the Denver Broncos 16-3 to win an NFL record, 8 straight divisional titles. And Ben joins us. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning to you guys. Good afternoon to me. It's 2:40 in the afternoon here on the East Coast. But thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you on. Now, talk about this team this season compared to previous seasons.
It's funny. The Patriots, they might not have the best team that they've ever had. They've had better teams under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They've been going at it now for 17 years. But the NFL is having a little bit of a down year. There aren't that many great teams, and the Patriots are just really steady. They know how to execute the plays in crunch time, and Tom Brady always makes the right decision. Bill Belichick's been pushing all the right buttons, and they sit here at 12-2 despite Tom Brady serving a 4-game suspension earlier this year, and they've had some injuries. Rob Gronkowski went out. So just a very solid, steady year for the Patriots, and they look like they are going to be making another run to the Super Bowl.
Another run to the Super Bowl, Ben, and thanks for joining us. In your eyes, and give our Australian listeners a bit of an insight, do they still start favourites?
Yeah, I would think that they're the favourites to definitely at least make the Super Bowl, if not win it. You know, you have the Dallas Cowboys are a great team this year. The New York Giants are playing very well. The Oakland Raiders have been a great story. They just made the playoffs for the first time in almost 15 years. But the Patriots, they look really good right now. They have the best quarterback in the world in Tom Brady. And especially if they can get the number one seed in the playoffs, they're going to lock down home field advantage, and they are very difficult to beat at home. So if they play those playoff games at home, I don't think there's any question that they're going to be going to the Super Bowl. And then, you know, we'll see. It'll be a good game if they play against the Seahawks or the Cowboys or one of the top teams.
Ben, I was going to ask you about Tom Brady yesterday against Denver. A slow start, but got his game together in the finish. He's getting on in age, obviously. He said that he wants to play until he's 45 years of age. I mean,
how old is he now, Matty? 38, is he?
Is he 38, Ben? 38, 39?
He's 39 now, and he'll be 40 next year.
Wow!
He's defying the laws of nature. He's the spryest, youngest 39-year-old you'll ever see. He takes incredible care of his body. He has his own body coach and a team of nutritionists, and takes very careful care of his body. Also knows how to avoid big hits. You mentioned his stats didn't look that great yesterday, and it's true, but an underrated part of Tom Brady's game is his ability to know when the play is broken down, and he'll just throw it away and avoid disaster and avoid taking big hits and interceptions and things like that. So Tom Brady's still healthy and playing great, and the Patriots are definitely taking it year by year, but if he keeps playing like this, there's no reason that they wouldn't love to have him until age 45.
What's standing in the way of the Patriots? What's the negatives for the Patriots potentially winning the Super Bowl?
The offense is a little bit of a struggle. I think you saw that against the Broncos, only 16 points. Now, Denver is a very difficult place to play, and they have a very good defense. But the offense misses Rob Gronkowski, a 6'6", all-pro tight end who can, you can throw him jump balls, and he's such a great weapon in the passing game and as a blocker as well. So they're not quite as explosive as they are when they have Gronkowski in the lineup. And then the defense has been good, but they haven't really been tested. I mentioned that it's been kind of a down year in the NFL. The Patriots haven't really played many good quarterbacks or very good offenses. I wonder how good the defense would be if they had to go and play Dallas or New York or some of these teams that are really starting to click on offense.
Ben, NFL overall, I did read an interesting article a month or two back about ratings. Television ratings were well down, and it was blamed on the U.S. election at the time. Since the election, has the ratings recovered?
They have, actually. And the NFL is starting to gloat a little bit because this is what they said would happen. The game yesterday for the Patriots and the Broncos was the most watched game of the season, and it compares to ratings from past years. And they've had better matchups on, the national games like Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. And the ratings have recovered. I do think the election was a big part of it. People were just watching a lot more CNN and MSNBC and a lot of the news networks, tuning in to see what Hillary and Donald Trump said that day. So now that it's You know, getting down to crunch time and you're getting better matchups, more on the line, and the election's over and the NFL is the only thing going on right now, I think the ratings have definitely recovered to what they used to be.
Ben, final one from me, just back onto the game, 16-3 victory. Deion Lewis, his reemergence into the running game was significant.
Definitely. What a key weapon that he is for the Patriots. He was a flash in the pan last year.
Yep.
He came out of nowhere and had a phenomenal first half of the season, but then tore his ACL in November, and they didn't have him for the stretch run and for the playoffs, and they really missed his explosiveness in the offense. Well, now they have him back for the second half of this season, and he's been a great addition. They haven't needed him to do too much. Yesterday's game was really the first time that he was the focal point of the offense, and he looked great, running between the tackles, churning out some really tough yards. Great quickness. They also have LeGarrette Blount, who scored 15 touchdowns this year. James White's been a great receiver out of the backfield. They have three very dynamic and versatile running backs that are a big part of the offense now.
Ben, if the Patriots don't make the Super Bowl, do you still get to go?
I do. I do get to go every year. And, you know, when the Patriots don't make it, it's a lot less work for me, too. So, you know, I like it when they make it, but sometimes when they don't make it, it can be fun, too.
Good work, Ben. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.